when I moved to California, yeah, I moved there in about 72.
Right.
Yeah.
So. And then you became fairly reclusive. You didn't see a lot of your old friends, people you had known before. What happened?
No. I mean, the most of my chess associates were in New York. That's what happened.
Do we have any connection with
Sebastian
nowadays?
Yes, I talked to him the other day.
What did he say to you?
I mean, not the other day, last year.
And you are still friends?
Yeah, we're still friends.
Would you like to meet him in Iceland?
Sure.
And play chess with him?
No, I'm finished with chess.
Would you play a fisher round of chess with him?
If there's money, enough money, yeah, why not?
Have you been asked to take part in the cost of getting you here, the Siamese cost of going to Japan and so on?
No.
How would you comment Icelandic foreign policy, and what would you say to George W. Bush if he was standing in front of you?
Icelandic policy regarding what, me, you mean?
No, foreign policy in general. And
I don't know much about your foreign policy, tell you the truth.
What would you say to me?
I know you have, Kessler with me, U.S. Air Force, naval base, whatever.
What would you say to Mr. Bush if he was standing in front of you?
What would I say to him?
President Bush.
I'd say hello.
Merry Christmas.
Where did you go this morning when you took a walk?
Oh, I just went to get a SIM card from my phone, my mobile phone.
Did you have anything special Icelandic for lunch?
Yeah, I had a very nice buffet lunch and some skier. Yeah.
What was the last night all about? You went to a jeep and then we drove back and forth and you came back and then you went to the main building?
Huh? What?
Where did you go after you climbed
in the jeep? F-10 in
F-10. How did he know? He hadn't been here for 30 years. How could he tell? You went just the tour here to up the hill and then you went back. That was controlled by the station manager on station 2. And we were just sightseeing and then we came back. Maybe he had something else in mind, but we came here by the hotel and talked to a few to the media.
I'd like to get back to this guy. What's your first name? Jeremy Shatt.
Jeremy, yes.
I hate to, rap people personally, but his father, many, many years ago, befriended me. Took me out to see, I don't remember what.
Knicks games,
and
you were 12.
Acted kind of like a father figure. And then later, like a typical Jewish snake, he had the most vicious things to say about me.
I have to, Jeff.
Okay. Did you read what he said about me in that article?
I heard things that he said about
me. Did you read the article where he said that I don't have a sane bone in my body?
Honestly, I'm not sure if I read it, but I know that he said it.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't know that you've done much here today, really, to disprove anything he said.
What has Iceland meant to you since 72?
It was a country I've always had very fond remembrances of.
Of all the places where you have lived, where would you like to live the most?
I really can't say, but this is a wonderful country here, right here.
How does it feel to be a free person?
Oh, it feels great. This thing in Japan, it was nothing but a kidnapping. The Jews told Bush to do this, then Bush told Koizumi to do it, then the U.S. government and the Japanese government sat down and decided Fisher must go to prison, must be punished. Let me finish. And then they decided, what is the pretext we're going to use? They decided Fisher has to go to prison. He must be destroyed. After that, then they decided, we're going to accuse him of of murder or stealing jewelry or holding up a bank or taxes or sanctions or whatever. You understand? First they decided he has to go to prison. Then they decided to cook up whatever charges they were going to cook up.
Mr. Fisher, in outwitting them, do you think this is your this is your greatest move, to have outwitted them?
I don't say I outwitted them. I got out of prison because of some really good friends I have here.
But you had an effect. But you've beaten the U.S.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I outwitted them.
Yeah, you've outmaneuvered them.
I've been very lucky to get out like that.
A chess analogy here, that in the chess game you looked in desperate trouble, but you sort of made a move that...
This was totally illegal. This was nothing but a kidnapping. Nothing but a kidnapping. Utterly vile and criminal. And I won't say, the United States discredited themselves by kidnapping me, because they were discredited long before they kidnapped me.
Do you think U.S. government was totally determined to put you in prison for a long term?
Yes, I think so, yes. They may still be, I don't know.
But now maybe because you've served your time, do you think they might back off? They might kind of, approach you in some way and try some reconciliatory kind of gesture? Do you think they're going to get in touch with you?
Well, they've taken away my passport. They destroyed my passport. The Japanese and the U.S. illegally destroyed my passport. They never revoked my passport. This is a lie. They arrested me illegally. They incarcerated me. They confiscated and destroyed my passport. Then they said, oh, here's the document. Your passport was revoked December 11, 2003, and it was revoked. Also, they gave 2 days. December 11, 2003 is when supposedly this Allegra letter was sent to me, and also they said November 21st, 2003 is when the U.S. government decided that you to revoked your passport. These 2 dates are both totally false. First, they arrested me. Then they destroyed my passport. Then they came up with this revocation nonsense. It's like, let's say the government wants to destroy a building, right? Some old building they don't like for some reason. Maybe some people think it's a historical building, whatever. They want to destroy it and put up a new high rise. They destroy the building. And then the next day, they come up with the court paper. They say the building is condemned. That's not the way you do it. First, you have to condemn the building, give the people who own the building a chance to go to court to stop it. And then, if the court lets it go through, then you can destroy the building. First, they destroyed my passport. Then they said your passport is revoked. Completely illegal in every way. But even this so-called revocation, this letter... It's an absolute joke. This letter from December 11, 2003, it's all on the internet, is an absolute joke. It has, this is from Theodore Allegra from the Philippine Embassy. A letter of December 11, 2003 to me revoking my passport. Now, this letter has no address to me, no address. It just has the Philippine Embassy. It has no original signature. It's just a photocopy. It has no envelope. It has no postmark. Obviously a fake letter. And on this basis, they've destroyed my passport and put me in prison for 9 months. And the press keeps repeating over and over and over and over, thousands on, millions on. Fisher was arrested when he tried to leave Japan on a revoked passport. All lies. The reason they arrested me officially in Japan is they claimed I entered Japan April 15th with a passport or a visa that was not valid. That is the only reason. That is the only charge they have given me. They said I entered Japan April 15, 2004 under such and such a code, and I violated this code. You look up the code, it says the person who enters Japan, he has to have a valid passport and a valid visa. I had both when I entered on April 15, 2004. I had both. It's an absolute lie. They didn't explain. What are they talking about? What do they mean? They know no explanation. I'm not allowed to go to court. I'm not allowed to contest this for 9 months. Do they mean this Allegra letter of December 11, 2003? This is not even a letter. This is a photocopy. It's nothing. It has no address to me. It has no postmark. It has no original signature. It's clear to me, if this Mr. Theodore Allegra exists, they asked him, oh, you know, sign, you send this letter to Fisher, predated to December 11, 2003, and put your signature. Hey, I ain't going to do this. I'm not going to get in trouble signing this letter, predating it. That's illegal. They said, okay, don't worry. You just shut up. We'll just give them the letter and make a photocopy, and without your original signature.
Bobby, what happened?
Said, why isn't the press talking about a letter without an original signature? If you want to put somebody in prison, if you want to get somebody deported to a country to face 10 years more in prison, shouldn't the letter at least have an original signature? Shouldn't it at least have an address?
Bobby.
Shouldn't it at least have... The law even was out of date. They did not... They attached 6 pages of the State Department laws which were out of date.
With all that being understood, you live...
I notice whenever you guys come up against the, when I expose your weak points, you just want to skip over it.
No, I understand that point being made.
Yeah, and you understand, but what do you say about it? What do you say about it?
What happened?
What do you say about it?
You lived in Japan.
What do you think about that? Giving me a letter without an original signature.
You know what? I don't have enough verification as...
Well, you know, go to the internet. It's all there.
I can't trust everything on the internet, Bobby. That being said, though, you lived in Japan for years. Why did you feel that they suddenly turned on you?
Obviously, they got the orders from the U.S.
So you think U.S. backed. You were living there. Everything was fine.
Right.
And then...
They suddenly ambushed me. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you going to keep a low profile socially, or are you going to attend social events in Iceland?
If I feel like it, I mean, I'm going to do what I want to do.
Did you feel like a free person when you came out of the planes in Copenhagen and Reykjavik, met by policemen and put into cars?
Well, I felt like a free man when I met Sammy and we took off, you know. I didn't know what was going on with the police there in Copenhagen.
You're happy to travel around the world and you don't worry that the Americans will try and nab you or make difference?
Well, you have to worry after such an experience, you know. They've shown insanity and maliciousness.
There are certain countries you will not go to.
Well, we go to America.
Do you miss America at all?
No, I don't. You know, I think that's a very funny thing. That's a good question. Do I miss America? I really believe the stinking Jews and the American government, after they indicted me in 92, they did not turn the screws on me right away, right?
Right.
They didn't let me travel around. They even gave me a new passport 5 years later.
Right.
I honestly believe they completely misread me. They thought Fisher is going to get homesick. It always happens. He's not showing it now. It's going to hit him. It's going to hit him hard one day. He's
going to
say, I want to go home. I want to go home. Oh, how I want to go home. You know. They had their very shrewd psychologists, the Jews. They thought eventually Fisher's going to... He's an American. He's lived there. He's used to the American way. Like, he's going to want to go home. They totally misread me. I haven't missed America for a day. It's, you know...
Really?
Totally misread me. I don't miss America. No, I really do not.
How about friends? Going back there, visiting friends? Or do they come to you?
Oh, I talk to them on the phone. Sometimes I'll see them, yeah.
Are you glad now that the 72 match was held in Iceland as opposed to Yugoslavia, which we was your first choice?
Yeah, thank you. I wanted to go into that someday. If you want, I can go into it now.
Yeah.
Okay. This was the CIA. I will tell you what happened if you want me to go into that a little bit. In Amsterdam, I think this was around February, there was the FIDE meeting. Right? This is 72. I don't remember the... When did I come here to Iceland?
January.
The first time.
You came in February. I met you January.
January, okay. This was January in Amsterdam. January 72. They had a meeting there, me and the Russian, Spassky was there, I was with Edmondson, Spassky was with the Russian delegation, and we met in Amsterdam, and we stayed in a hotel in Amsterdam, I think, overnight or a day or two. And then they opened the bids of the different countries that wanted the Hold the 72 match, right? Now, as I recall, Iceland and Yugoslavia had fairly similar financial bids. So, they went to the Russians first, asked them, where do you want to have the match? Spassky said Iceland. Okay, then they brought it up to me. Said, where do you want to? Edmondson brought up the match proposal to me. So where do you want to? I said Iceland. Edmondson said, no, don't say Iceland.
Why Iceland?
Huh?
Why Iceland?
Why? I wanted to play there.
But why?
Why? It's a nice country. I've been here before in 1960, and it's a very nice modern country, Western country. So I said, of course, I like Yugoslavia too, but it doesn't, Sarajevo is a wonderful country. It's a very exotic country, but not a country, I mean a city, a very exotic city it was, but it's not quite on the, for a Westerner, you don't feel quite as at home there as I would say I have felt in Reykjavik. Okay, so I said, I want to play in Iceland. Edmondson, he was the U.S. Delegate to FIDE there, said, no, you don't want to do that. You can always get Iceland, choose Yugoslavia, and then I forget how he explained it to me, then you'll have more leverage, and then you'll get more advantages, and then you can still get Iceland wherever you want it. Said, no, I want to choose Iceland. But he kept pushing, and he convinced me to choose Yugoslavia instead. Because he explained the way I would get advantages, and I could always have Iceland, But then that's how all these problems began. It was just a CIA trick. This Edmondson was a CIA rat. Yeah, really.
Will you revisit the hole in which you won, where they have a plaque saying?
Maybe. Yeah, sure. Later, someday. Sure.
I mean, you're in the same suite. It's almost a recreation.
Let me tell you a story about Edmondson. Just a short diversion. There's no question he was a CIA rat, Edmondson. No question. When I say CIA rat, I include military intelligence, FBI, all these, all this secret police, secret intelligence groups, right? Spy groups. I don't really know which group he was, but he was a part of it, So let's just say CIA for a spy agency, He loved to tell the story how he was a delegate to FIDE, right? And he would go around the world as a delegate to FIDE to various FIDE meetings where they would make various decisions, right?
Right.
And he was always meeting with Baturinsky, who was the Russian FIDE delegate. And he was well known to be a KGB person. He was a Jew, of course. Anyway, naturally Edmondson and Baturinsky became kind of friendly because they were seeing each other all the time. And they were, so one night they were having like drinks or dinner or whatever, and then Baturinsky says, Eddie Edmondson, I tell you something confidential. He says, I'm KGB. And he says, I know, you're CIA. And then Edmondson loved to tell the story. He says, I told him, no, I'm not CIA. I'm the FIDE delegate. And Bart said, no, come on, be honest. We know you're CIA. And Edmondson refused. He said he's not. But everywhere Edmondson went, he kept telling this story as if the Russians just don't understand us, what it's like in a free society, because they're so into the spy business, they think everybody's like them. But that was Edmondson's game. He was a CIA agent.
Well, flash forward to now.
Okay.
Does this feel like a recreation? You're in the same suite. There's a press conference greeting. You're greeted at the airport. How does it feel to be back here? I mean, is this almost a reliving of what happened?
No, it's great. It's great. It's really great.
Did you stop playing because you felt you'd achieved everything? You'd reached the pinnacle?
No. I wanted to play Tarkov, and I gave perfectly fair conditions.
You didn't feel you'd solved chess?
No, 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 not at all, not at all, no.
Did you have the possibility to play chess in the cell in Japan?